This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
U.S. butter prices have been in the clouds, and part of the reason for that may actually lie in the sometimes controversial TikTok social media. That according to StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski.
Yeah, butter demand has been good. I mean, we turned a corner 10 years ago on butter demand. And here recently, most recently, it's obviously a production issue. It's a retail demand issue going into the holidays. You know, all of those things are playing a role. But, you know, you also have things like TikTok. We don't give enough credit to TikTok. You know, TikTok, they've got these butter boards, these charcuterie butter boards, and people are putting butter on wood boards and then putting all kinds of food on top of it. I mean, you know, people love butter. And it's just the demand for butter is strong. The demand for fat is strong. People want dairy fat. We underestimate this in the industry, I think, to our peril.
Tuesday.
Tim Schaefer, a certified family business advisor and professional business coach with Encore Consultants, who talks about the successful dairy farming methods of today.
As they scale up, they're going to have more things that pop up that the leadership team has to make a decision on. You know, having a great meeting structure, but then also having a way of identifying root causes of the challenge and coming up with a game plan, it's really important. So often with issues, we have challenges that come like, oh yeah, I have to deal with that. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But it gets forgotten. We're a real big proponent of creating what we call issues list. Write it down. Yes, this is a decision. This is a challenge we have. And you just write those down so that they never get forgotten. And our encouragement is that everyone can add things to the issues list. It's not just one person. And then when you do have your meetings, you have something to work off of. And it feels really great when you can look back over the last 12 months and look at all of the decisions and all of the challenges that you guys have solved together as a ownership group or as an employee group.
Wednesday.
When we look at the role of corn in the diet, it is oftentimes very simple. It's there to provide energy. And so the question is, if corn is expensive and you don't have your own corn on bank or to feed, you have to buy something, what can we do to replace that energy that corn is bringing in? What a lot of guys have found out and what we're having good success with is forages that provide high levels of digestible fiber. If you're a nutritionist, you use the term NDF. And if you talk about digestible fiber, you use the acronym NDFD. Digestible, the last D stands for the digestible fraction of the fiber. And a lot of people don't know it, but digestible fiber and starch pound for pound have the same energy value, meaning that if we have forage with a high level of digestible fiber, we can get just as much energy out of that as we can from corn, and that we wouldn't have to buy that corn, or we could reduce the amount of expensive corn in the ration.
Thursday.
Gary, thanks for joining us. Your accounting firm recently gathered in San Diego for a big powwow.
Yeah, essentially what we do is we get all of our professionals from our four offices together and bring ourselves up to date on financial accounting tax rules, and particularly the dairy industry, because that's what we all do is work in that industry. So we had speakers from USDA, it would be Dana Cole, plus three other milk market administrators discussing the federal milk market order as it currently exists. And then followed up, we had Marin Bosick, who is professor, University of Minnesota, engaged by the dairy industry trade groups, talking about their need for federal milk market order reform. So yeah, we had a very lively first morning of 3 days down there.
Gary Genske is founding and managing partner of Genske Molder and Company, LLP, and also treasurer of the National Dairy Producers Organization.
Friday.
Our topic is going to be look at the impact of longevity on dairy farms. And this was research that was reported recently by Dr. Ian Lane from the University of Sydney. And what they did is they looked at some 36,000 dairy cow data. And that came from not only the United States, but Australia and other places as well. Older cows are very profitable cows because we don't have to incur that cost of replacement heifers at such a high rate out there on farms. We want to try to improve our facility design, certainly to improve such things as lameness on these cows. Try to modify metabolic disorders, realizing older cows are at higher risk, and then really monitor body condition score on older cows and see if we can manipulate this to get them in a more positive energy balance.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.